Hello, everyone. This is Terry Latham calling in from Dripping Springs, Texas. We have just completed what I believe is the best convention we've had on record. And if you didn't get a chance to watch the In Touch call tonight, I thought that Karen Riley and Alan Noble did a fantastic job of wrapping things up. Make sure you stay attuned to your emails because the company is going to be doing a couple, I believe it's 8 o'clock Central Time each night, going through training on the new Sia Via, talking about the Fast Forward and a few other things. So make sure you stay tuned to your emails. Guys, look, I love doing the call that we're going to do tonight because this is going to be an open mic. And it's real simple how we're going to do this. And before I get going, what you will do is real simple. You'll hit *6, state your name and where you're calling from, and the floor is basically yours. What we want to hear is what you got from the event. Are there some of you out there that almost didn't go or didn't want to go and went and you got something from the event? But we want to hear from you. These are always, I believe, some of the most well-attended calls, also the people that listen to these the most. But you guys, on the back of this, there's a lot of big things that's happened. On the back end, when you go to an event, that is not the end. That is the beginning. Our feet should be running hard and fast, especially through the fall. Because the fall, if you look at numbers and network marketing, I've been told that numbers almost increased by 4 times. Why? Because people are settling back into their lives. Their kids going back to school. They're kind of missing the vacation time. But things are starting to settle down. But this is where numbers are really high on recruiting and volume, and everything starts to go. So if you look at this, you have convention, and to our function, we have Envision, which is the leadership function that will be in Salt Lake City, Utah, and you'll have a chance to tour our corporate headquarters. So you have a chance to tour the production facility, but do not drag your feet on getting tickets. The tickets are really inexpensive. I believe they're $69. And you also can get in for a tour. Guys, let me say this again. Do not drag your feet on registering for this event, especially the tour, because it never fails. People get upset because if it gets booked up, when it comes to the tour, there's only so many people that can take you out there. So you want to do that as soon as you possibly can and get ready for this event. Now, that Envision, it is an outstanding event. And those of y'all who are at the convention, I'm sure everybody can attest, there's nothing really better than Tyler Norton and how he sums it up. But like I said, make sure you get out there and start focusing on the ascent, okay? Know the game. Know the score as you're starting to run for that trip. A SEAL wants to give you a free trip, all expense paid for trip. Now, here's the cool thing. Everything is structured to help you build your business. As you start to run to build, to maybe go for a trip, which we're going to focus on the ascent, the Envision part of it. What the cool thing is, they're teaching you how to build a stable business. And then as a bonus, you get an all-expense-paid-for trip down to Cancun, Mexico. And this is an extremely, extremely nice resort where we're going, and it's going to be outstanding. So, guys, I'm going to go ahead without going any further ado. I'm going to open up these lines. When I say open up the lines, it's in your hands. If you start to say something and nobody's responding to you, you have to hit *6. And after you hit *6 and say your piece, do me a favor, please, and hit *6 again and mute yourself out. So I'm going to open it up and just hit *6. State your name, where you're calling in from. And let's hear what you got on this past weekend.
Hey, Terry, this is Sherry Marshall, Pflugerville.
Sherry.
You can hear me. Okay, great. You know, you do always say this is the best convention ever, and sometimes I kind of roll my eyes. I have got to say, this was the best convention ever. I felt like it hit everything. Of course, the new products were great, but what really hit me really hard was seeing the number of new people and the number of new diamonds. Just the number told you you're in the right place at the right time. I've never seen that kind of growth in a company. So that was very exciting. And then for me personally, I went there more for the business side. So listening to Malcolm Sword and Trish Winkler and your breakout was it gave me the tools I needed. So thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Sherry. Who's next? It's star 6. State your name, where you're calling in from. If you're speaking, we cannot hear you. Just hit star 6.
Jane Gorski, Dallas, Texas.
Hey.
Hey. Well, Sherry wanted me to call in and say something. So here's just a couple. Of course, there's more. But I really enjoyed Ann Louise, and she just had so much to say. It was awesome. But she said the bio me can heal the gut, and that there's just so many people with gut issues nowadays. It's insane. So that was a real good selling point as well. And also she said to open up your source and have a smoothie in the morning for breakfast and open up the actual capsules and pour the source into your smoothie or a protein shake. I did that, and you know, I felt different. It was really good. It was really good. Good tip, I thought. And then the doctor's panel, Dr. Silverman, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
I'm a note too. Yeah. Okay. He said that we have hope in a bottle and miracles in a cream. I thought that was really awesome. And he also said, nothing more expensive than being sick.
Yeah.
You know, if people think that the C is, you know, it's too much or, you know, too expensive, you know, and the wonderful new products, when you stop and think, you know, if you get sick or, I mean, it costs more to be sick than to try to live a healthy life.
Right.
Anyway,
awesome. Awesome. Like, Sharon, you know, and the kind of hit what you said with the biome and the gut health, 57%
yes.
of the U.S. population deal with some type of gut issue. So thank you for sharing. That's awesome.
Sure.
You guys,
thank
hit,
you.
You bet. Hit star 6. State your name, where you're calling in from.
Hey, Lita Taylor.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Lita Taylor, Spring Branch, Texas. I really needed this convention. It just lit a fire under me. And one of the things that majorly stood out is the story. Because when you listen to all of the people that have moved up in rank, and I mean, some have taken longer, some are really quick, but their stories are, it's what makes everything come together. And I just got so much from it that I'm on fire. I'm decided to come back and make a new business plan. And that's the other thing that stood out to me with Malcolm Sword is you've got to have a business plan. And I've never done that. I've done goals, but I never really had a business plan. And I thought, wow, that's what I've been needing. And so you're going to see a different Lita Taylor here.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Lita. Who else? Go ahead. Name where you're calling from. Another.
Yeah, this is Kay Wheaton calling from Dallas.
Hey, Kay.
Hey. I had a couple of things I wanted to bring up. Today, as I've been looking at the posts from people on Facebook, I think one that really stood out was Ashley Olby and her story of her life coming back. And I saw a picture of her and her husband hugging Burtis Norton and saying, thank you so much. That was so touching to me, to know how grateful so many people are for this miracle. And that was heart-touching. Another thing, just the attitude of everyone at convention, it's all about helping other people. You didn't see the focus on make this much money, make this much money. It's about helping people and true hearts. The Team Unstoppable guy that rides with this handicapped young boy.
Mike Donato.
Mike Donato, his story and his heart was beautiful to see how much he just cares for somebody he didn't even know before. And he doesn't like to run, but yet he does the running and the swimming and the biking. So just the pure people's heart of love and giving and helping was just, that was very outstanding to me.
Awesome. Thank you, Kay. Who else is out there? I'd like to share.
Terry, how do you mute?
Hit *6 to mute. *6 to unmute, *6 to mute. Go ahead. Who's
Hey, Terry, it's John and Ashley Ulrey.
Hey there, guys.
So
if I have somebody else ask me how to get in touch with you, I'm gonna pass out.
I'm sorry. So our biggest takeaway from convention, or my biggest takeaway from convention, really was meeting Virtus and Dr. Gary Stenison, because we can't thank them enough for doing what they've done and having the belief and hope and ASEA that they had and never gave up. Because it really has changed our life in such a magnitude that I don't think we'll ever be able to express that thanks enough. But being able to talk to Bonnie and to Virtus, and the last thing Virtus said to me was, he has me right where he wants me, and he's never letting me go. That's something that he truly cares. He really cares about who I am, and that meant a lot. I mean, we loved every breakout session, and we loved, you know, the general sessions and learning so much and come back on fire with our team and just ready to run and share the new VIA line. But I really think meeting such a humble man that loves everybody that's involved with ASEA, that impacted us the most.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, this is Abby from Nashville. I'm on Pepper's team.
Welcome. Awesome.
Yeah, for sure, when I was packing my bags, getting in the car, thinking about how much money I spent to be there, I think I was in a place of, well, I really hope this is good, because if not, I just blew a bunch of money. And I was utterly impressed. This is my first multi-level marketing experience, and leaving there, I just felt like I am the luckiest first multi-level marketing experience person ever, because I was the sick person who, got ASEA from a friend, and it totally has changed my life.
Oh, yeah.
So I kind of always felt like I didn't know how to become the business person just from being sick for so long, and it definitely gave me total just excitement. I'm totally excited. I feel like I can do this, and I loved it in the In touch call tonight that Alan kept saying that statement, because that was for sure how I felt when I left there. So we have geared up. We drove. We listened to the GoPro book on the whole way home, and I just feel really excited to grow my business and learn from everybody. And I really, what got it for me, and I'm not bragging or sucking up, but what got it for me was the very first breakout session with you. I mean, just seeing all the, and Alan said it too tonight, he just felt like that was a really cool thing that they did that differently this year. And obviously I don't have any background to know how they've done it in the past, but it gave me the experience of seeing even just the bronze up there talking about how they built their business, and then watching silver and watching gold. It just totally gave me this I can do this feeling. So just grateful, thankful, super excited, thanking Jesus for ASEA. So yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. I'll probably come on next week, share your testimonial. Hey, but guys, real quick, and I want to say to Ashley and John Ulrey, just keep close, because I'm going to have you guys come on and tail end again. Go ahead. Was that Judy?
No, Terry and Glenn, San Antonio.
Hey.
Yeah, so, of course, we were pretty excited. I mean, this is our third one, but to be Diamond just, literally a couple months, and then be sitting up front was just we just felt so spoiled. And getting to know, you know, sitting next to Bonnie, you know, on Wednesday night, that was pretty exciting. And, yeah, it was just over the top, wonderful experience. And it was neat to see representation of our team there. That was pretty neat. You know, one of our reps, he had his associate come, and then she brought her sister, and her sister signed up, I think the second or third day she was there as a new associate, so that was pretty neat. We loved all the breakout sessions, all the ones I was able to hear. Every speaker did a phenomenal job. And there's just so much, you know, to come back and utilize in the business. I was pretty excited to see the new line, the Via, the Biome, and the Life Max, and frivolously reading about it. And if y'all haven't read any of the PDF or the information on it, you don't realize how really good these extra, you know, the two plus source we've been on since March, how phenomenal these products are and how they synchronize work with Redox. And we do have that full picture, that full package to give people the very best health. So, you know, we couldn't be more thrilled. We left, you know, just as excited as when we started, or more excited. And on the way back, we listened to Tammy Gates had a gal on there because I didn't get to go to her breakout. She did Overcoming Objections. She did an excellent job. And so I'm glad that they've got some of those live to go listen to. But, yeah, I mean, for people who had never been before, they didn't really know what to compare to. But, I mean, the whole thing was just top-notch. I can't really say – I can't think of anything that went, you know, wrong. Or I wasn't disappointed at all. So I'm just you know, super excited to get ready for Envision in January. And of course, next year again, going back. I don't know how they'll top it, but they always do. So that's what I wanted to share. I don't know if Jim – okay, just me tonight.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, Ann.
Yeah.
Who else out there would like to share?
Hi, Teresa
Geraldine.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great.
Good. I tell you, the thing that spoke to me and always speaks to me is the struggles that you guys go through are the same struggles that we go through. Mm-hmm. And I think we don't always see that, you know, because – when you say you got up and spoke to somebody or was going to introduce someone and you forgot their name, I just can't even imagine you doing that. And then Denny shared a little clip about Alyssa and kind of their mother-daughter struggles they went through as she was building her team and raising her children. And then I can't imagine anybody saying no to Denny. And so that just inspired me. And then for Trish to say she has 7 siblings and none of her siblings are a part of her team. So, you know, you guys are fighting the same battle we fight. And it just gives me encouragement that you guys just forged on and kept going and just got to the next person. But in Malcolm Sword, I always love Malcolm Sword. He always just does so well. But I have to give the big congratulations to you and Aaron for being the business builder of the year. I'm just so excited for you guys.
Thanks, Julie.
Hey, Terry.
Hey.
Hey, this is JJ, Jennifer Trick.
Hey, JJ.
North Carolina. Hey, everything about convention was absolutely incredible, but the one thing that I really have to point out outside of meetings and everything else is the camaraderie that it builds. I have a huge team of leaders that came with us, 2 from huge teams outside, that this completely solidified their choice of coming to ASEA. What I was told was we felt so absolutely welcomed, and everybody seems like family. I have a new family. And that's what changed. And, oh, my gosh, today, the phone has been blowing up to the point that I can't even put it down to do anything. I mean, I ate lunch and breakfast on the phone with everyone around me planning everything. And that's the one reason that conventions and these meetings are so important, even the ones at home, but these are completely different. You know, outside the groups, you sit down, you know, you have that conversation, you talk about everything, and you become a family outside of your family. It's amazing, and they can't wait. I can't tell you how many times I've been, I love you, I love you. Thank you, guys, for everything. I mean, it's just, it's been amazing. And so we're building a massive team just because of this convention that's starting already. Everybody has to go, even outside of how beautiful Sia does everything. They have to go.
Awesome. Thanks, JJ. Who else would you like to share?
Hey, Terry, it's Joe Furioso.
Hey,
Terry,
Joe.
This is Donna.
Go ahead. We got Joe Furioso, then Donna.
Okay, thanks. Terry, you're awesome. I'm so proud of you and everybody else. The leadership I witnessed this weekend was amazing. And what Kirsten and I have come out of this meeting, this convention, with is commitment to our business. And already we're so excited that we already have two new prospects from last night. I have three from today. So I want to tell everybody my commitment is 10 new personal people to show this product to a week personally, not including downline. So I just want to let you guys know about my commitment to this great product. And one of the great highlights for me was meeting Dr. Samuelson when I was leaving Sunday. That was my goal. One of my goals for the convention was to run into him and talk to him. And I, when it wasn't happening, I was getting ready to leave. I was in my car and then went back in and saw him. And one of the people I work with said, Dr. Samuelson's inside. And I go, really? And I ran in and I got to talk to him. And I was just like, wow, that was like one of the highlights for me. So, but Kirsten and I are going to make a plan, a business plan, and follow through. And we're going to we're going to Salt Lake City in January.
Awesome.
We
thank
will
you,
see
Joe.
You there. Thank you.
You bet. We got Donna?
Yeah, I'm here, Terry. Thank you so much for everything that you do. This was my fifth convention, and it just brought home how global we really are. I got to sit. I tried to make a point to sit with people that I didn't know. I met a little lady from Taiwan who was a nurse, and 14 years, and she spoke better English than I speak Taiwanese. but we were still able to communicate. I loved meeting Aaron's mom and getting to visit with her.
Mm-hmm.
And just reiterating how much you give to us that we sometimes take for granted, and we do appreciate you. Of course, Virtus is always a treat. Every breakout was great. Sometimes you go back and listen, and you bring out something else and something else that you heard, but feeling at home. And the biggest thing is just got to get out of our own way and realize that there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the 6 inches between your ears that you don't need to be listening to. So
you're right.
Just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Anybody else have anything they want to share out there? It's star 6, state your name, where you're calling in from. That's a great call, guys.
This is Kathleen Wildwood.
Hey, Kathleen.
I'm in Weatherford, Texas, and my summary of the convention is the ballroom at the Gaylord Texan was filled with ordinary people doing extraordinary things.
I love it.
It was a great privilege to be with all, and thank you for all that you do.
Thank you. It's Eric Batman. Batman, what's up, Chuck Kendall?
What's up, bro? Hey, man, well, you know, I appreciate you spurring me in the saddle to get in convention inspired the entire team, man. They came out of there just full of love and full of inspiration. And, you know, one of the people went in and said, I just met my family for the first time. I've been looking for and came back. Like JJ said, we have been on the phone all day. We got three meetings already scheduled. I got two leads from the jet ride home. I got another two leads picking up a pizza tonight. And so here we go.
Awesome. Thank you, Chuck. And, guys, just so you know, Chuck Tindall owns Tindall Furniture out there in North Carolina, and he has five very large locations. Is one of the top, if not the top, furniture stores in the area. And had a huge investment in his advertising campaign there. And he did help spur along. Guys, you cannot let off people, and you leverage your upline to make sure to help people get to these larger events, because I think everybody can attest that this changed. If you've never been, or if you even got pushed to this thing, this changes you, and you cannot come home and transfer what happened. You'll learn the products, guys. You'll get all the good stuff. But, I mean, especially as you start to do a push. I got time for a couple more. Who else would like to share? Thank you, Joe.
Tyler from Charlotte.
Hey, Ty.
What's going on, man? Good stuff, dude. I appreciate you and hanging out with you as well. Good to see you every now and then when I do. But it was good to see our little team there, Chuck and JJ. We're just loving it. I came out of there knowing that I have to go to work. So there's some whole lot of more time and effort that I got to come up with to make this happen too. So. Definitely got to make my story, because I seen you with all that glory up top.
Hey, Terry.
Awesome. Nice sharing, Tyler. Go ahead.
We'll talk, dude. We'll talk.
You bet.
Hey, Terry. It's Ann Rowe. How are you?
Hey, Ann.
Hey. Well, I just want to thank my team for coming to the convention. And it is, it was just utterly amazing. My heart's pounding right now. Last conference I went to, it was me, myself, and I. And this conference, we had 21 people there. So I just encourage everyone to, build your team and get them there, because it is hard to relive that. But I'll do my best to relive it for those that weren't there. But it's truly a family. It's truly about culture. I encourage everyone to get to Salt Lake. If you didn't make it to the conference, get there. Live it. The ethos is incredible with this company. And we have a unique product, we have a unique culture, and go out and share this with people.
Awesome. Thank you, Ann. Anybody else want to share real quick? You said it's star Definitely. Six. Terry, it's Stephen. Go ahead, Stephen. We got two people left. Go ahead, Stephen.
All right. So for somebody who's only been to his second convention, I have to say, I cannot believe just how quickly this feels like home. After spending 36 years in one industry and going to a convention and having it feel like a reunion after only one time just amazes me. Meeting new people that are so excited to meet me, but seeing people that I just met last year at convention and it being like homecoming, it just blows me away. I would say the second takeaway for me, and I feel like a little schoolgirl when I say this, but I got my picture taken with Burgess and Tyler. And I've already coded off a bunch of people. So I know it sounds weird, but I'm thrilled to be able to have been in their presence. And this is what I told Tyler. I said, thank you for your leadership. I value you. And he looked me square and said, we value you. And I knew he meant it. Little old me.
Thank you, Steve. That's awesome. Appreciate you sharing. We had one more over there.
Hey, Terry.
Lady. There you go. Go ahead.
Hey, Terry. This is. Oh.
Go ahead. The one that said, hey, Terry.
Hey, Terry. This is Leanne from Fort Mill. How are you?
Hey, Leanne. Welcome.
I just want to say that one of the biggest things that stood out, I think the weekend was phenomenal, but I think one thing that really stood out to me was the professionalism of everyone that hosted, that stood on that stage, that they delivered such professionalism with so much heart.
Wow.
Awesome. That just, I mean, everything was beautiful to watch. From meeting everyone to just the instant connections, it was awesome.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing, Leanne. Appreciate you.
You got gotcha.
You. Go ahead, one.
Hey, one Terry.
Go ahead.
It's Kirsten. Kirsten from Austin,
Kirsten.
Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey. So I just thought it was so inspiring, and I felt like you guys covered all the bases, you know, going into the science of it, going into how, motivating us to get out there, being able to witness people who had made it as diamonds and ambassador diamonds and hear what, you know, what they shared was really inspiring, especially some of the couples from China and Taiwan about not focusing on the money, but focusing on really, truly helping people.
Mm-hmm.
What Trish had to contribute was about, you know, meditation and bringing that spirit into it was so important.
Sure.
As well. And I liked what David Silverman had to say about just being accountable, finding your person to talk to and share what your goals are, you know, the nuts and bolts of how you're going to do this, and checking in and seeing, yeah, I did this today, or no, I didn't make it today, but I'm going to do double tomorrow, and that kind of thing. So I felt like everything that needed to get covered got covered by this. So thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Sharon.
Yeah. It's Leland.
Hey, Leland.
I just want to say, just sitting here listening to everyone tonight, I don't want to say the same things everybody said, but I concur with what everyone's saying. But for me, the takeaway was to see my team there and to see how each one of them has grown since last year and,
mm-hmm.
and where they're going. And I couldn't be more proud of my team and where they're going with their commitment. You know, we grow week by week by week in this business. And then you take what you learn and you apply it the next week and you just keep growing. And it's, you know, this business will twist people and turn people more than anything I've ever seen. But to be able to witness, you know, your team come across and see their personal growth and see their commitment to me was the most exciting part of the meeting. And for y'all, this year, like for Ann, she said she had 20 from there and the team, you know, with Joe and the group there, you know, my West Texas group, my Oklahoma group, my East Texas group, my Kansas group, you know, Arkansas group. We just saw so many people there with new growth. It's inspiring, and I can't wait for y'all next year to apply yourselves all year long and build your team and then have them there next year in Vegas and the feeling that you're going to get when you see the fruits of your labor. And so that's what's fun to see.
Awesome. Thanks for popping on, Leland. Guys, I want to ask real quick. We got time one more. Go ahead.
Terry, this is Marva Larrabee. I'm in Western Louisiana working with a team member. And it seems like listening all to the comments this evening that have been made, that it goes back to Tyler's first session at the convention.
Mm-hmm.
We heard personal kinds of things merge with the professionalism in the way that graphic came together in that first presentation. And particularly the medical panel, you can't find anyone getting more personal, more, I guess I'd say, even emotional and passionate about things. That's the difference in this convention. And I've been to 5. So I think personally it speaks to us. Let your personhood be seen. Let your emotions be seen. Let your passion be seen. But put the emphasis on what the other person needs and let them do what they want to do. Customers, some products, not others. And I've made lots of phone calls today and starting to see things I hadn't seen before in my business. So thanks for having the call.
Thank you, Marva. Appreciate you.
Hey, Terry, this is Brent. I got one for you. Okay. I just wanted to, this is Brent Trick from North Carolina. And I just wanted to thank Asiya for taking another angle at the self-growth end of this. Not only are we working on taking care of our bodies, but taking care of our minds as well, and working on the growth end of things, which will all the way around will help us all be better humans, period. And Asiya is such a huge part of that.
Awesome. Thank you, Brent. I think that can never be overstated. And I want to ask John and Ashley already to come back on real quick. You guys there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, so y'all post that picture of y'all and Bertus. Y'all talk a second what transpired there and what happened. Because I think it's important for people to hear this.
Go ahead, John.
Well, Terry, we was walking to lunch and happened to see Bertus in the hallway. And we stopped and we introduced ourselves, and I told Bertus, I said, thank you. And he said, for what? And I said, well, you gave my, Sia has given my wife back to our family. And I told the part of Ashley's story to him, and he looked over there and he was just as, his eyes were filled with tears and they were just running down his face. And he looked over at Ashley and he told us, he said, will you please come and visit with me and Bonnie tonight?
Wow.
And we did. And he just gave us a huge hug. And you knew then that man cared so much for people, because now that's a true legacy, what he set out to do.
Yep.
And for every time we see a dollar in it, we know that that's a life that's been changed. And that's what Bertus saw in that, I think. But he just, he filled up with tears, and he was so touched by her story and what's happened to her.
Awesome. Guys, look, guys, I'm going to tell you, know, we can go all night. And I thank you all for coming back on, Ashley and John. And everybody, thank you all for sharing tonight. It really meant a lot. I think it's important to catch and end it like when y'all hear where this company started from, and Bertus Norton has been labeled the top one of the top strategic minds in the world when it comes to business, guys.
Oh, yeah.
And for him that this product fell into his hands, and you truly think about it, when you watch the Genesis video, that's not some kind of video tricks when you get emotional in the back end. But they walked away from the money, said no to the buyout, said yes to people, and launched a network marketing business selling salt water from Salt Lake City during the worst economy since the Great Depression. Y'all think about that for a second, and then how it comes back to when you hear John and Ashley Ulrey, and he hears a testimony how it's made everything for him worth it. And it's true. And you guys, y'all also, for those of y'all who are guests or listeners, call later or however you're listening to this, you're hearing what's hard to transfer is not just the knowledge of the product and the technology, but also the people. It's like the family feel. Stephen Larry and everybody spoke about this. It's the family feel that starts to happen. That, guys, that's no head fake. And there's so much more to this company and what it does. And I think, and Marva brought it up, and all you guys kind of brought it up. The personal development was starts at Brent, when Brent came on, Brent Trick, and he starts to talk about the personal development that happens there. And here, some get in here to make money, some get in here just to use the product, help people. It doesn't matter which, but you start to, you know, believe, belong, become, that become parts of a real deal. So, guys, when y'all look at when it's laid out, from convention to envision, to ascent, to back to a convention, that is the rhythm of the business on the corporate side, guys. That is the rhythm of the business on the corporate side. You'll go from a, right now, convention, you're going to run. I mean, guys, I'm telling you, get your upline,
You just go like your life depending on it right now for the next 9 days, and you'll drive up and through January Envision Conference. And the best way you do that, you go ahead and get your ticket to this thing, get your stuff to get there, and commit. Let's start making plans to get there. We're doing things all across. In the process of doing this, have your mind a goal of how many people you want to have there. Let's start working towards that goal. And in the process, guys, you have to understand this. And because it's like we're making an annual business plan. By doing this and having your goal in that 90 days, you will win the Ascent trip. So it's a victory in both ways. So if the compensation plan is truly a masterful compensation plan. There's a lot behind that stuff, but we don't talk enough about the personal growth. What starts to happen, and I've seen it time and time again, especially in the beginning, guys, I'm going to tell you flat out, I focus on the cash. And I don't make no bones about it. And I still, of course, it's still build a business and all that. It's going to be a massive business. And there's ways that, but when you look at what was said tonight and what you guys all feel, I think we all feel towards one another. It's one big family. And that is a cool thing to me in the world. So, guys, get this out to your people. Next week, next Monday, I'm going to have Alan Noble come on. So, drive the numbers to this call. We'll hit some things next week. Tomorrow night, I believe, because now I'm going to be down in San Antonio. If you guys are down in San Antonio, get your people to the meeting down in San Antonio. Also, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, SIA is going to go to the SIA Via line. So they'll talk about the new product. Get plugged in. Guys, get plugged in. Find out where these events are happening across the country. And let's keep the East Coast in our prayers. Because there's a big old hurricane barreling down over there. Okay, guys? So, guys, y'all have a fantastic, blessed week. And I look forward to seeing y'all on the SIA Highway. Chat with y'all soon. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Terry.